Under the proposed state budget released earlier this week, $332 million is being cut in public education. Locally, Hillsborough and Pinellas County schools will lose a combined $38 million. Those cuts have disgusted the head of the Florida Education Association, Andy Ford, who says Governor Charlie Crist and legislative leaders promised schools would be held harmless under proposed property tax cut plans. Ford now calls those empty political promises and says they are irresponsible. Mark Pudlow is a spokesman for the Florida Education Association.
We heard in the lead-up to the Amendment 1 vote that was held in January, the governor and legislative leaders saying that education would be held harmless, that we'd be able to cut property taxes and not take a hit to public education. As you know, in Florida, we don't finance education to the same degree that other states do. We're near the bottom of just about every index when you compare Florida with other states. So in a year like this, it's just a really devastating hit to education that's going to have an impact all throughout the state in a variety of ways.
Not only the legislature, but also you had this year, for the first time in two decades, the Taxation and Budget Reform Commission convene to potentially, theoretically, look at increasing or looking at different ways of raising revenue for the state. They have finished their work here, and as mentioned again by Andy Ford, he was hoping that perhaps they would look at some of these sales taxes, which have been talked about for years, some of these loopholes. They did not, and in fact, they kind of threw a surprise in last week when they're going to put an amendment on the ballot this fall regarding vouchers, bringing back the possibility of having that happen, school vouchers. Is the disappointment also go out to that particular board?
Right. We had high hopes that the Taxation and Budget Reform Commission would take its charge seriously. We only get an opportunity to amend the Constitution either through a Constitutional Reform Commission or this body every 10 years. And it's really clear that we have an unequal and inequitable tax system in Florida. Over the last 10 years, we've seen tax cuts go to people who own stock portfolios. We've seen tax cuts to large corporations. Most of them haven't trickled down to you or I or most of your listeners. But one of the other things the legislature has done over the last few years has been shifting more of the state's burden onto counties and cities and school boards, and that led to the property tax revolt that we're seeing playing out right now. The Taxation and Budget Reform Commission needed to come up with a stable financing system for public schools, a fairer tax system. Instead, they dealt with social issues like vouchers, really complicates any attempt at tax reform and threatens public schools in a huge way.